herself onto a stool, she folded back her veil, blew a strand of brown-gold hair off her forehead with a long, resigned breath, and rested one hand on the polished surface between them. "Set 'em up, bartender," she said. Liam was doing his damnedest not to grin. The situation was wild, and way more fun than he'd ever expected to have on an ordinary day in the town of Bitter Gulch, an oasis of fantasy, a place where men, women, and children came to escape the modern world for a while and experience the Old West. Standing at the southern edge of Painted Pony Creek, Montana, Bitter Gulch was Liam's brainchild. He designed it, hired his younger brother Jesse to oversee the construction phase. Liam swallowed, unable to look away from the bride, especially now that she was up close and very personal, just across the bar. She smelled of dust, subtle perfume, and something sugary. "What'll it be?" he asked, his voice slightly hoarse. He didn't use it much, his voice, as a general rule, and it was only 11 o'clock in the morning, according to the huge antique wall clock on the opposite wall. So his social skills were still resurfacing. She paused to ponder the question, looking solemn. She had wide, hazel eyes, heavily lashed, and full of something. Indignation, clearly, and confusion. Pain, too, though she was doing a fairly good job of hiding that. Liam's heart, usually heavily defended, like an isolated cavalry fort in those thrilling days of yesteryear, besieged by furious warriors riding painted ponies, hitched and hitched hard. "Whiskey," the woman decided. "What kind?" Whiskey was whiskey, and he could have poured a shot without asking another question, but he wanted to extend this encounter. It was amazing. She was amazing, with those expressive eyes. Her skin was flawless, her lips full, and her shining brown hair, now slightly out of kilter under the exquisitely made veil, a lacy affair that might have been assembled from starlight and spiderwebs in some strange and secret place beyond the tattered edges of the ordinary world. "Any kind," she responded. Liam nodded, put his hand out, and introduced himself. "Liam McKittrick," he said. They shook. Her hand felt dainty, but strong, too. "Madison Betancourt," she replied, straightening her spine and lifting her chin a little. Tears rose along her lower lashes and smudged her mascara when she brushed them away with the back of one hand. "By now, I would have been Madison Stern," she told him, "but I bolted." Liam poured two fingers of Maker's Mark into a clean glass, listening not just with his ears, but with the whole of his being. It was an unusual thing, the way his senses seemed to be revving up, as if he were a race car instead of a man. He'd never felt anything quite like this before. "Ice?" he asked. He pushed the glass toward her, slid it more like. He wasn't planning on making any sudden moves, lest she dissolve into sparkling particles and disappear. "Maybe some cola?" Madison glanced back at the double doors, looking a little uneasy. "Ice," she said resolutely. "Otherwise, I'll take it straight." Again, Liam wanted to laugh, but he knew that would be a mistake. He filled a paper cup at the ice machine, brought it to Madison without another word. "Is this place real?" she asked after dumping the ice unceremoniously into her glass, causing some of it to splash over the rim and stand melting on the scarred wooden surface of the bar.
"What do you mean, is it real?" Liam asked, amused, and not completely able to hide it, try though he did.
"It's like going back in time or something," Madison responded after a long sip of whiskey. "One minute I was at my wedding across the road, finding out I just said I do to a total pushover of a mama's boy. And the next," she paused, raised and lowered her shoulders in a semi-shrug, and gazed sadly down into her drink. A moment later, the lovely shoulders slumped slightly, and the sight gave Liam a twinge deep in his chest. If he'd known her for more than 5 minutes, he would have put his arms around her right then and there, held her